Part 3. Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major pending disputes in large Chapter 11 cases that troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Creditors of Boston Generating LLC described to a New York bankruptcy judge at a January hearing how they have plausible claims against the company's former owner, U.S. Power Generating Company, and affiliate Astoria Generating Company. Boston Gen filed for Chapter 11 protection in August 2010 and sold its 5 Boston area power plants in January 2011 to Constellation Energy Group, Incorporated. From the sale and other payments, first lien secured lenders with $1.14 billion in claims received almost a full recovery. The company received creditor and court approval for a Chapter 11 plan that year, where the recovery by unsecured creditors would depend largely on the success of lawsuits prosecuted after emergence from Chapter 11. Craig R. Jalbert, who was appointed as trustee of the creditors' liquidating trust, sued U.S. Power and Astoria to recoup roughly $60 million in management fees BossGen paid. In late 2006, BossGen and its affiliates took more than $2 billion in debt as part of a restructuring that Mr. Jalbert said left the company, quote, hopelessly insolvent and unable to meet its debts as they became due. U.S. Power and Astoria have denied the allegation and sought dismissal of the complaint. The lawsuit is before U.S. bankruptcy judge Shelley C. Chapman. U.S. District Judge A. Foe Fish said in a January 22nd decision that IdeaArc Inc. had a value of at least $12 billion at the time it was spun off from Verizon in 2006. Judge Fish also said the only, quote, credible evidence shows the business was solvent when it was spun off. Judge Fish ordered U.S. Bancorp, which sued Verizon on behalf of IdeaArc creditors, to explain why its claims are viable following the ruling on valuation. The judge said it, quote, appears creditors will be unable to prove their case, quote, so that all of the plaintiff's remaining legal claims will fail. Creditors contended the spinoff, designed to generate $9.5 billion for Verizon, left IdeaArc with so much debt it was insolvent and destined to collapse. The lawsuit against New York-based Verizon went to trial on October 15th to 26th last year. IdeaArc sought Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection 28 months after the spinoff. It completed the restructuring and was renamed Supermedia Inc. A trust was created pursuant to IdeaArc's reorganization plan to bring lawsuits on behalf of creditors with claims of about $6 billion. The company is the second largest U.S. Yellow Pages publisher. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.